Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and I'm your host, Dr. Judy. You can hear my show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern by going to dreamvision7radio.com. The shows are also archived on that website, so any past shows that you've missed, feel free to go in, look around, and listen to something that might help you with a problem that you're having with your pet. So my guest today is someone who I met quite a few years ago because I needed some help with my own body and the tragic things that we do to ourselves to kind of make ourselves a train wreck. And I made myself into a really good train wreck and needed to have myself put back together. And I thought, well, you know, if my clients come to me for acupuncture and chiropractic care and nutritional advice, wouldn't it be smart if I found someone who could do the same thing for me? And, you know, it's a little difficult to do acupuncture on myself. I kind of can't reach those points on my back, and I'm actually very needle phobic when it comes to my body, so I don't really want to poke myself. So I got very lucky. It was very interesting. When I first went on the search, I had heard of this man named Dr. Chung, and he has the Chung Institute, very fitting, and I thought, well, I'm going to go there. And when I called, it was, I don't know, many months wait to be able to get in, and my husband had been going to see Dr. Shin also in the practice, and he said, I know you'll love him. Please go see Dr. Shin. And so I did, and I have to tell you, I fell in love. And today, I'm really honored to have Dr. Shin as my guest, and some of you are kind of going, all right, why are we talking to a human acupuncturist, when this is a show about dogs? But the thing is, so many of these things, like I said, the nutritional therapy, the acupuncture, and many other modalities that Dr. Shin uses that we're going to talk about are really, really important for all of us to consider for ourselves. I know all you guys do a great job taking care of your pets, but how many of you take care of yourselves as well as you take care of your pets? Not very many. I know that for a fact. So, Dr. Shin, thanks for coming on board today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Judy. And, you know, you were so kind of letting your audience know about our path here. But it's been a pleasure knowing you as well over the years and learning from you as well about your path and learning from the animal model that we can learn to treat patients as well. So thank you so much for letting me be here today.
Well, you know, I love coming to your office because we always get into these conversations about, you know, what new stuff we're both doing and, you know, things that we use and, different kinds of cases that we treat. And so it's always a fun conversation for me. So I have to give a little bit of your background, and it's a long background, so I'm not going to do all of it. But first of all, I didn't realize that you had immigrated from South Korea and that you have six kids.
Yeah, I guess we never talked about that, huh?
No, well, I knew you had children, so what age range are these guys?
Yeah, so my oldest is 13, and my youngest is turning 2 in about a week or so.
Oh, boy.
About 2 years apart, 4 boys and 2 girls.
Yeah. Are we done, or are there more?
we'll see. I never say no to anything at this point.
Wow. So I'm from a family of 2 kids. So I can't imagine having 6. That would be overwhelming. And I only had 2. That was plenty.
Yeah.
So God bless your wife.
Is that crazy normal? Well, yes.
She's crazy normal.
She is wonderful. Yeah, crazy normal. Yes.
So, the really cool thing is when I originally met you, you were working at the Chung Institute and doing some pretty cool stuff. And I have to say that the intake evaluation when I went in to meet you initially and go through all the things that I was having trouble with was pretty similar to what we do for the animals. I mean, it was a good 1 to 2 hours of question and answer. How important do you feel that it, you know, how important is nutrition and lifestyle in helping to figure out how to treat your patients?
Sure. I mean, it's critical because, you know, I look at the body in I guess, couple different ways. You know, one is that, you know, this comes back from an osteopathic philosophy of structure and function, and there's healing mechanism within the body, and that there is the sort of symmetry that's needed and balance. But when you look at the body itself and that healing mechanism within, you know, the external factors, the foods that we put into our bodies, the toxins that we are exposed to, the pollution and sort of the world that we live in, the stressors, external as well as internal, can all have a factor. The interesting thing is, you know, I studied environmental health at University of Penn prior to going to medical school and osteopath medical school. And what I studied there was sort of emphasis on health as it relates to pollution, environmental toxins. And at that time, I didn't know how I would use this in practice and didn't know I was going to go down the integrative pathway. But it completely made sense when everything came together. And, you know, food has, how many times have we talked about food and sort of the tainted world of food and the commercial world of food and how much, you know, preservatives play a humongous role in the negative ill health, right, illness.
Sure.
And also good food becomes food is medicine, right? So we've spoken to that many times about that. And I know you shared in your model and how you treat your animals and your emphasis on and you know where you speak all around the world speaking about this topic. And obviously, you know, this is so important to me as well. And, you know, I can't get my patients better only with the treatments that I treat if they do not make the changes in diet and in their stress level, in decreasing the external you know, negative stimuli.
Right.
Stressors in their body. You can't make those big changes and you can't make health come out and optimal health come out as well.
Yeah, and you know, obviously I'm a student of this, and you know, I tell people very commonly, and as I was talking about it on my Facebook Live the other day, you know, you gave me a diet that was designed basically for what my body needed when I first met you a few years ago. I still have it floating around here somewhere. And you know, so everybody's like, can I have a copy of the diet? You know, I know what it is at this point, so but I still have the written copy somewhere. You know, and everybody's like, can I have a copy of that? You know, that would be so good for me. And the thing is, it's pretty individualized. Just like I say for the dogs, you know, not all of us need the exact same diet. I mean, me, for my problem, I know exactly what agrees with me. And it's funny, once you kind of detox your body, like I was so religious with that when you first told me what I could and couldn't do for the first probably 8 months, I was so like spot on and I felt so good. My body responded so well. And, you know, then I started, you know, slipping off the wagon a little bit and, you know, it just, once you kind of take that first step off, then it's so much easier to, you know, like keep falling off. But you know, I'm to the point now where because I did that for that 8 months, I know exactly what triggers me. I know what is good, what is bad, you know, and when I eat something that's bad, it's a conscious choice. It's like, I know this is going to make me feel horrible.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, when you went through that program, obviously, you know, part of it is to get some information out, right? So when you eliminate things that are to take out of the diet, and then when you reintroduce, that's when you actually learn the most amount of information. And part of it was to start a detoxifying program, right? So basically getting the junk out, right,
right,
out of your GI system, the whole leaky gut syndrome aspect where you have to get the pathogen out of the picture. And you do that only by putting in good foods, putting in good nutrients. And then so that starts the cascade of the detoxification that your body normally does anyway, right? But it kind of needs a jump start. And it can't do it when it has toxins running through your GI system, such as the preservatives that are laced with a lot of the foods these days, and the food coloring, that's another huge one that is really made from petrochemicals. And I don't, you know how that even got into the food chain supply.
Isn't it amazing?
You know, yes, it's amazing because...
Well,
you know,
it's because really the petroleum people have a good lobbying group. That's how it got in there.
Yeah, you're right. you did make me aware of that after that conversation. Yeah, so when you have those toxins in your GI system, you are going to have problems detoxifying, right? So one, you don't put any more of that stuff in there. Two, you put good nutrients in, and then you stimulate your healing response by perhaps using some homeopathic medicines or nutraceuticals, supplements, and also herbals to stimulate the GI naturally to fight off the pathogen that causes leaky gut. Once you clean it, and then you start repairing it by putting good nutrients again, then you get the probiotics restarted and get the natural flora and the balance in the gut again. And that's one of the simple ways to kind of do it. And you're right, it's kind of tailored, and each patient will understand how their body works after a program like this, where they go through it, a couple of weeks, at least 3 to 4 weeks, and then you get some more information. And then as you're adding foods in, then you learn more about your body as you go, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting because you have I'm going to say it's muscle testing, but is that the correct term? Okay.
Well, the correct term is the autonomic responsive testing, ART.
Okay.
Autonomic responsive testing, yes, which is very similar to muscle testing in form, but a little differences, subtle differences, but what we're really looking for, what causes a stress response to occur in the body. And when we find it, we try to reverse it.
Right. So you have told me over the years, hey, if you have a food that you have a question about or a supplement that you have a question about, just bring it in and we'll do the testing and figure out if it agrees with you or disagrees with you. So, every time we're heading up that way, I'm like, oh, man, I need to remember to take, this, I want him to test these things. And then, of course, I always show up at your office without any of it because I can't seem to remember between, the bedroom where I'm getting ready and the door where I'm walking out. I can't, my brain can't hold it that long. But the interesting thing is after going through a detox period, it's, and then, like you said, introducing things one at a time and see what response you get, it becomes really easy to eat something and go, ugh. I mean, sometimes I can even think about the food and I can already feel like, oh, that's not good. it's just
you're right.
Not
that's
good.
Yeah. That's a great point because part of it is, we have all these mesenteric ganglion in our gut, right? So we have the superior, middle, and the inferior. And if you collect all the nerve cells within your gut and you weigh it and you look at and compare it to the brain cells and the ganglion cells that you have in your brain, they're almost equivalent. So the whole saying, I had that gut feeling, that's
mm-hmm.
true. Because like you said, when you even thought about a food that your body already knows that is not agreeing with you, you already go into a visceral response, a blockage response, almost like a stress response, right? And that's what you can sort of measure. And if you're good at that, you can really know right away. And the other thing is this, you've gone through a detox program, right? So you have a clean slate, right? It's almost like if you have a black piece of paper and you write a little black pen mark, you don't see that pen mark as well because the background is black. However, if you have a white piece of paper, a clean slate, and you put one black pen mark on, you can see it right away. So you're right. Your body can read that information very clearly and very quickly. So that's what you notice. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great analogy. I love that. And so, we do see the same things in our animals. I tell people all the time, once we get the system clean and then we start adding things back in, because we can't ask the dog, hey, is this going to agree with you? But we give it to them and we get an immediate response. It's like, okay, that one's off the list. And unfortunately, especially with our animals, it does become, it's tedious. I mean, with you, it's great because, if I want to, I can come in and have the ART done and you can tell me right away, that's not good for you. If I don't get that gut instinct, you can tell me. A little trickier with our animals. We can do some muscle testing or some ART. I have not studied it in depth, so you're so good at it and I'm not as good at it. Although, I think anybody can learn these things if you kind of put your mind there. So when you went to osteopathic school, because I don't know as much about the whole medical side of what you guys learn. Do you learn, did you have to go separately for the acupuncture and the homeopathy and the ART, or is that all part of osteopathic school?
Yeah, so it wasn't really part of it. So I, when I was in Associate College of Osteopathic Medicine, PCOM, my really focus was on osteopathic medicine and the tenets behind it. And, as I studied it more and more, I realized that palpatory skills and looking at how the body structural system is so important. I just loved anatomy. I just fell in love with studying the human body. But at the same time, I was exposed to some integrative alternative medicine through my medical school career. And with me growing up, you know, from South Korea, immigrating here when I was 7 years old, you know, I grew up with acupuncture. Like, our primary care person was an acupuncturist. If I, you know, sprained my ankle, I would go see the acupuncturist, not the orthopedic doc, right?
Great.
So I kind of grew up with that being normal. So I received my medical acupuncture degree when I was in residency program, and I took about a year to complete that, and went out to Helms Institute, which is part of, I think at that time, Stanford Medical Program for our CMEs, and, you know, that was outside the osteopathic sort of understanding, but if you follow osteopathic medical history, the founder, A.T. Stills, the physician who came up with osteopathic philosophy, he was really influenced by Eastern medicine at the time. And I believe a lot of the Chinese immigrant workers working the railroads have really influenced them with bone setting, with acupuncture perhaps, and just kind of learning about Eastern medicine. So osteopathic medicine, I believe, have good influences from Eastern medicine, right? So I think part of that would just make sense to me. And then as far as like homeopathic medicine and autonomic responsive testing, that was really learned when I joined the Chung Institute of Integrated Medicine. And Dr. Chu Chung, who's a mentor of mine still, just taught me so much when I you know, went there to, one, to be a resident who's, you know, rotating through that office and then saw the integrated medicine being such a powerful entity. And what I was passionate about, because at that point I was going to finish my fellowship in sports medicine, I wanted to somehow incorporate all this into a sports medicine approach, but also learn from the integrative model. So I guess how I'm practicing medicine now, you know, with this new center, I'm really looking at sort of sports medicine and how we incorporate all that in the integrative medicine. But even using the sports medicine to also treat and to help my patients in an integrated pathway as well. So I'm just kind of taking everything from everywhere, and really integrated medicine, I think, really does describe what we do here.
Oh, absolutely. So for the listeners, I just have to say, Dr. Shin has a new state-of-the-art integrative sports medicine center called the Shin Center, and it's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The website is www.shincenter.com, shincenter.com. And it's because we've been with Dr. Shin for a while, my husband and I, when he was leaving the Chung Institute, we said, okay, well, great, when the other place is open, let us know, and, you know, we're going to come with you because, you know, we love working with Dr. Shin. It's just been really fun. But it's been really cool because every time we go, there's construction and there's like new equipment, and like every time I walk in, there's like these like spaceship things all over the place. You have so much cool equipment. I'm like walking around going, I don't know what that is. So, but one of the things I wanted to touch on, and we don't do this for animals yet, although there was a picture on the internet a couple years ago of a young man with his 16 or 17 year old dog that was at the end of life, and the picture was of him, I don't know, I think he was in one of the Great Lakes floating with his dog in his arms, and the dog just is like so relaxed and sleeping in his arms, and you know, it was something that the dog and he really enjoyed. And I think that's as close as I've ever seen to these new, I don't even know what to call them, the sensory pods or the explain the pods. My son's been in the pod. I'm scared to death of the pod. It looks to me like a claustrophobic nightmare.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you in there. So the interesting journey from leaving Chung Institute, which I loved working there, but kind of going on my own, was to really think about the sort of next stage of integrated medicine, and especially sports medicine. And what I did was I really paid attention to how the professional athletes were using different modalities to heal their bodies as quickly as possible, because for them, you know, if they can save one day from the recovery day, it's huge, right? They're professional athletes. So I started paying attention to a lot of the recovery modalities, and I quickly realized that these recovery modalities are really great for just everyday patients too, the general population of athletes and non-athletes. So one of the things that I paid attention to was flotation tanks or float pods, and we have one from Dream Pods. And basically what it looks like is a big egg. I mean, maybe it's sort of like the Mork and Mindy way back in the day, right, that big egg. And we have five of those here. And basically what it is about 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt in about 250 gallons of water. And the water temperature is close to body temperature. And the whole thing is encased, and we have earplugs in, and there are cool sort of light therapy bulbs that are attached, and then we turn them off during the session. A couple of things. One is that you're completely floating. So it's like the Dead Sea, maybe times up by four or five or so. So the salt level within the specific gravity of the salt level within the water is so salty that you're going to float no matter what. And what that does, it does a couple of things. One is that it takes the gravity attention away from your brain, right? So like 90% of the time, your brain is trying to pay attention to gravity in all aspects of what we do. So when that part is taken away for about 45 minutes or so, your body or your brain gets a chance to just not pay attention to that side of the sensory component, which means it gets a rest from gravity, which no other way can we get that unless you're an astronaut, right? So part of it is your brain's getting a rest, your central nervous is getting a rest from gravity. The other part is that you're picking up some of the magnesium within the magnesium in the water. So part of the benefits of magnesium in your system is heightened as well because there's 1,000 pounds in there. And then it also puts you into this kind of theta wave, which is kind of very close to a meditated brain wave, where your brain is sort of firing and you're aware, but your body is completely rested and relaxed. It's a very special sort of brainwave that shows very close to like a meditative brainwave. And we can kind of push your body in that direction in the flow pod, right? So for folks who are claustrophobic, you can initially start with a hatch up and lights on until you get more comfortable. And as you get more comfortable, you can, you know, advance that therapy a little bit. But the benefits are huge, and I'm hearing huge benefits within the athletic model. I'm also hearing huge benefits within the general population, that it can drive down cortisol, it can produce endorphins, it could just kind of give you a chance to relax and maybe unplug from the world a little bit, which is pretty important as we are so connected these days with our devices and EMS, and it gets a chance for us to be in the water. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely agree. Absolutely agree, even though I'm scared to death of it. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. Stay tuned. We've got lots more great information coming your way.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit LifePureRecovery.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. My guest today, Dr. Shin, has been talking about all these wonderful modalities that he uses to help heal our bodies. And I just have to say, when we take care of ourselves, then it makes it so much easier to take care of our pets. So don't ignore your sore back or your stressed out migraines or, you know, the fact that, you know, you're struggling to get out of bed in the morning. You need to take care of yourselves as well, because nobody else is going to take care of your pets the same way that you would. And, you know, it's pretty important that you're there for them. So we were talking about the float pods, which I've seen these things, and truly they do look like big eggs, and each one is in its own little room. She was excited to try it. I'm petrified, so mine's going to be pod open, lights on.
<That is okay.
laughs> So we'll see. Dr. Shin is so calming that when you're in his presence, it's pretty easy to just go, okay, and trust him. So if he says it's okay, it'll be okay. And my son's been in the pods a couple of times, and he said the first time he was a little freaked out, and the second time he was like, it was the coolest experience he ever did in his life. So I'm going to trust that.
Yes.
So we're going to decrease our cortisol. We're going to get nice and relaxed. We're going to learn how to, you know, let our brain get in that meditative state, which I totally need to figure out how to do. So I think this is going to be good for me. So you've got something new. Well, maybe it's new. It's new. The term is new to me in your office, called a body reboot. And so I neglected to say that you work with the Philadelphia Eagles, which is our Super Bowl football team. So we're very proud of them. But it's pretty cool when you walk in the office and there's signed footballs. And, you know, it's like, ooh, this is very cool. So tell us what the body reboot system is and what goes into that. Like, what would I get out of a body reboot, you know, other than hopefully a kick in the pants to make me do what I'm supposed to do?
Sure. So it's not like a boot camp or anything like that. But what it can do is this. So when I built this facility, half of it is the clinical side. And the clinical side, we practice integrated sports medicine. So we do regenerative therapies, acupuncture, anything that will stimulate the body's healing mechanism, the natural healing mechanism. So to complement that side of the practice, I built this other part, which is called Body Reboot, and has these modalities that will help to increase circulation, decrease inflammation, increase the body's able to heal and to receive that signal by manipulating the body into a healing mechanism. So float is one of those things that we just talked about, float pods. The next thing we can talk about is the cryosauna. So basically what that is, and it's a self-contained unit that produces about negative 306 to 320 degrees of Fahrenheit, and using liquid nitrogen air. And what it does is a hypothermia drive. It pushes your body into a sort of a crisis of low temperature for about 2 to 3 minutes or so. Yeah. But what you gain,
you're making
it
sound
that,
so appealing.
Right. So the funny thing was, right before I came on your show, I did the body reboot. You know, this is sort of what I do to kind of keep my body right as well. And, you know, for the 2 to 3 minutes, what happens is, you know, it puts you into this hypothermic drive and gets your body to kind of be in a little bit of crisis, puts all the blood, sequesters it into the vital organs. And then when you walk out of the cryo sauna, then the blood rushes back, right? And it rushes back to all the areas that your body sort of needs. So you kind of feel pretty invigorated. You feel pretty energized. And you actually want to go for a run because your body's like really moving, right? It feels like the
wow.
circulation is really happening. So a lot of the okay. athletes, pro athletes, you know, will use this to cause the cryo treatment, right, which is the cooling down the body, which is very similar to the ice cold bath that they used to do. But this uh-huh. is definitely taking advantage of the technology that we have and doing it in only 2 to 3 minutes or so. So I have my pro athletes use it. I have my general population of athletes use it. I have, you know, just regular population of patients who have maybe migraines or things that they want to increase circulation and decrease inflammation. They'll use that as well. So that's another part of the body reboot.
Wow. Okay. I'm shivering yeah. thinking about this because, you know, I'm always cold. So.
Yes, I know, right. But interesting enough, for some of the patients who have Raynaud's and those kind of conditions where blood circulation isn't great, when they actually force their body to increase circulation by putting into a little bit of stress, they actually have better circulation, right? So patients have exhibited that they have decreased Raynaud's symptoms from using cryo on a regular basis. And
wow.
because it causes... Again, stimulates the circulation after the fact. Yes, you're in the cryo unit and it's cold. It is cold, but it puts you in, But it gets you to a point where that stimulates another healing response out of that, right? So
okay.
that's sort of what we try to do with the body reboot. So another one, I don't know if you saw it, Dr. Morgan, is the salt booth that we have. So basically, we have a what looks to be almost like a phone booth, and what it has is purified salt, like 99.99% salt, that is in a halogenator. Basically, it pulverizes the salt in a powderized form and puts it into this booth, and you're in there for about 15 minutes, and you're breathing it in. You're breathing in the salt. And the benefits of that is that it stimulates detoxification within the nasal passages and your lung system as well. So these salt particulates will get in these areas, and you'll start to cough, and you'll start to kind of clear your throat, and it'll start to get this detoxification phenomenon going. It's also, you know, being around salty air is good for your body, right? So like being down the shore, it just kind of makes you feel better, right, because mm-hmm. of the negative ions that are on your body. So it kind of feels like that, and it can definitely calm you down and put you into this kind of yin mode, which is what we talk about, trying to put your body in a parasympathetic body
right.
mode instead of the sympathetic fight or flight that we're always living in, right? So
right.
That's another aspect of the body reboot. We have Normatec, which is a pneumatic device that we use for upper extremities and lower extremities to kind of sequentially push fluid, inflammation, and increase circulation. And a lot of athletes use it for decreasing the inflammation after workouts and after games, right? So we have that as part of the body reboot as well.
Oh, okay, so with that one, I'm not being claustrophobic, I'm not being frozen to
yes.
death, and I'm not
no.
inhaling salt. What am I doing in that one?
You're basically being squeezed, right? So you have these sleeves that are on your legs or your arms, and the machine will put pressurized air into it. So basically, we'll squeeze and let's go in a sequential manner so that you can have influence of blood rushing back to
okay.
your central core and also pushing out inflammation, swelling, right? So
okay, that one sounds a little less terrifying.
That one. I mean, that one you can do right away, I think. And a salt booth as well for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he realizes he's speaking to, like, the biggest chicken in the world. Like, you know, when I go to the dentist, I need, like, you know, 10 Valium. And I don't do drugs, but, you know, I'm kind of a chicken. All right, so what's next?
Yeah,
I'm loving this.
So we have this other thing called Power Plate, which is a whole body vibration plate. And basically what that does is puts different frequencies of vibration on as a plate. And a lot of folks use it in premier gyms and workout places to kind of do core exercise and stuff like that, but we're using it more for recovery and for working the lymphatic system. So it's good for after treatments, especially when you're coming in with neck pain, back, you know, knee pain, leg pain. After treatment, you can also get on the Power Plate for a couple minutes, and it will vibrate, and it will start to kind of influence the lymphatic system, which is a system that can be influenced with vibration, right? So you can start to move some of the inflammation out and also causes circulation to increase as well. So it sounds like I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but a lot of these modalities are overlapping in nature. And what we want to do is try to push you into recovery, push you into parasympathetic, push you into yin and healing mode. So all of these will be complementary to each other. We also will talk about, we can talk about Beamer, which is a pulse electromagnetic therapy bed, which is the next generation of that. What that does is sends these pulse, send these pulse energy into a mat form where you're laying down for about anywhere from 8 to 20 minutes or so. And what it can do is increase blood circulation again and work on microcirculation by putting like 1,500 stimulation within a second using these pulse electromagnetic like signal to the body and to cause, again, a healing phenomenon. So again, all of these are complementary. So some of my
okay, so that, do, that one, like, the yeah. the chicken people like me, we can do that one. We just have to play there.
yes. So I have another one for you, though.
Okay.
So the other one is called Biomat, which is basically using a bed that has amethyst crystals and other forms that uses far infrared heating elements to increase circulation also. And
oh, I like this one.
Oxygen pathway. Yeah, and to warm up your body. So it's actually good to do both, right? So cooling and heating is a contrast medium. And when the body's tested and pushed like that, it always does well, right? When we're pushed to kind of the limits of either end, the body has to kind of respond, right, in a physiological manner. So a lot of times that will hopefully push into more of a homeostatic balance, more, again, to the parasympathetic, because we live too much in the sympathetic part of the world, right, fight or flight. So a lot of these modalities will do that. And, these are just kind of the starting point for me. And you know me, I'm always looking. I'm always looking for innovation.
Yeah, like I said, every time I come in, and I've seen the phone booth thing, so I wondered what the heck it was. And every time I come in, there's another piece of equipment. I'm like, holy cow, what is going on here? But you just have one of those inquisitive brains where it's like, oh, what's that? How's that going to work? What's that going to do? How's this going to add in? Which I think is really cool. Would you do all these things in one day, or is it like you're coming back and forth and doing like bits and pieces of it?
Yeah, so some patients will come after treatment of mine, will do cryo and then float, and then, that could be their treatment. Other times, patients come just to do the body reboot session. So, something like this, this time of the year when patients and athletes will have colds, right, they can come in to do like a salt booth, do a cryo sauna and float, and that will kind of increase sort of their property of healing and immune system and flushing out and influence the lymphatic system, right? So they can do something like that. And, part of the body reboot that I created here, patients patients of mine that will utilize these services, but there are clients who are not my patients who can walk through the doors and make appointments to have these services done as well. So if they want to try some of these modalities for recovery, if they're an athlete, if they're a general population patient or a client who wants to kind of try these modalities on to see how their health would be influenced, they can do that as well. And they can, call for more information at our office. So it's kind of like depending on the situation and depending on how the patient is, depending on the person coming in for these services. We had patients and athletes who've done all of these all in one day. We've had athletes who come do some of these, right? And you spoke of the fact that I've been a consultant for the Philadelphia Eagles for almost 9 years now. And my pro athletes will utilize a lot of these services as well. And again, at the same time, what we can learn from professional athletes' recovery world, I can use that information and give it to the general population of my patients, right? And we could all benefit from learning that. Now, the interesting thing is this, a lot of my athletes have said that, my pro athletes have said that they've seen some of these modalities, but not all under one roof. And they haven't seen some of these integrated modalities, right? So I'm kind of integrating the integrative modalities with the sports medicine world and kind of, and this thing is kind of evolving. It's kind of, we're going to be more getting more innovative modalities here as well. I'm looking at photomodulation, looking at pulse electromagnetic therapy, looking at hydrogen therapy. Like, so we're just kind of keep on paying attention to how patients are recovering, and also the world of biohacking. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where a lot of folks are into manipulating the body in a good way to heal and to perform the to the optimal ability. So we're paying attention to that world as well.
Such cool stuff that's available out there. All right, it's time to take I can't believe this flew by. Time to take another break. To hear from our sponsors when we come back. We're going to talk some more about this body reboot and how anybody who's interested can find out more about this. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit LifePureRecovery.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. So this has been a fascinating conversation with my own naturopath, Dr. Shin, talking about the body reboot services and like the seven things that I can go be tortured with. Some of them don't sound too torturous. And you know, the thing is, it sounds like torture to me only because I really, 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 really hate being cold. Like even when I get acupuncture, I want heat lamps on me. So the whole cryo sauna, I'm just like, oh my God, can I take 3 minutes of being that cold? I don't know. But the rush afterwards of the circulation coming back in sounds pretty cool, so I might have to suck it up. So that whole thing that we just went through is a unique program that Dr. Shin has put together called the Body Reboot. And his office is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So for all of my, you know, fairly local listeners, might be something you'd want to check out at some point. And Dr. Shin has graciously offered for you guys, my listeners only, if you call the office and you want to go in and try any of the Body Reboot services, you'll get 20% off if you just say Dr. Judy Morgan sent me So keep that in mind, and you can get more information at shincenter.com. I hand out his cards in my office all the time, because you know the thing is, if you're the type of person who's willing to have acupuncture, food therapy, chiropractic for your pet, then that means you're open to that kind of healing modality, and you're looking for things that might be a little more off the beaten path. So we've been talking about the body reboot services, which is something totally new that, you know, I've only seen bits and pieces because I haven't been in there for a month and a half since we were on vacation. So Dr. Shid, let's talk about some of the, you know, the healing modality. So if we're not looking at the body reboot, like, you know, for the patients that are coming in, like me, I've been coming in the past and you've done so many different cool things. So what are all the different cool things that you have on that side?
Sure. So on the clinical side, kind of look at the body in a holistic fashion, right? So when a patient comes in, a typical patient may say, "I come, you know, they came in because they had headache, you know, maybe they had some neck tension, and then their, you know, stomach doesn't feel well. They have some bloating, right?" So with those kind of patients, you know, first thing is obviously we take a good medical history and get a very thorough history regarding their health and what they eat and how they live and what they do, and try to get a very comprehensive look at how they came to be here, right? So after we do that, we do various specific musculoskeletal testing to see the baseline. I love functional testing. I love range of motion testing to give me a kind of a snapshot of how their body's functioning today, right? And and that goes back to my osteopathic, you know, days and looking at structure and function and how they're interrelated, and looking at very specifically in terms of musculoskeletal medicine, which is, you know, a passion of mine as well. So after we do that, then we go into looking at the treatment modalities, and the treatment modalities that I'm looking at is, what can I do to signal the body to start healing, right? So, you know, I sort of joke around a little bit with my patients to say that I'm like a like body programmer, like a software engineer, software programmer, but I do that in terms of using these modalities that I like to use. And for me, it's another tool in the tool belt of sorts. So I start with using pearl therapy, using dextrose or sugar water to inject to stimulate a healing response within tendon tissue and ligament tissue. I look for compensation patterns within the body, and to see if they, even if they came in with neck pain, I will still treat them down in their calf muscles and look at their low back and how the sacroiliac joint looks like and how the ligaments are connected from all the way down there to all the way up there, and start treating it that way. And also at times I use ozone therapy, so that's called prolozone, where we add ozone to the mix, and that's another signal generator for the body to start healing. And then we look at using scalar energy laser, called a TENSCAM, and basically what we do is send a Schumann frequency, which is the frequency that the Earth emits at this very specific 7.83 hertz, and we're kind of using that to stimulate this, on a cellular level, some healing that can occur as well. We also use vibration therapy using tuning forks at different frequencies that are what's called harmonics or octaves of the Schumann frequency. And I can tell as we're doing all this and doing the ART, the autonomic nervous testing to see what the stresses are in the body, we're just looking at how can we send this message into the body to tap its healing mechanism. So all the modalities and all the treatments that we do here, that's the goal. That's the goal, to increase circulation, increase the normal healing mechanism to come out as much as possible, and we're doing it in a natural fashion. So we generally don't use steroids here much because, you know, the cascading events that would maybe, you know, limit the healing response, right? So we don't want to do that. We want to go the opposite direction, and we want to start more of a healing cascade to occur. So a lot of our therapies and treatments are regenerative therapies. We do biopuncture, we do neural therapy, and all of this is, again, to tap into the healing potential of the patient's body, right? Then usually, once that signal is sort of heard in the body, the response comes out, and we see some pretty interesting and pretty fantastic outcomes.
And, you know, you brought up a really good point, and I was doing a phone consultation earlier today, and I was reading back through the past 10 years of records for this dog. And twice in this dog's history, the owner took the dog in and complained that the dog was tripping over the front feet and yelping in pain And when the veterinarian examined the dog, found that on dorsal or extension of the head upwards, that the dog was very painful. And so it was treated with anti-inflammatories, whatever, at the time. And so here we are, you know, 10 years later, and the dog is very weak in the hind end. And, you know, it's been diagnosed with hip dysplasia, had a partial ACL tear in the stifle, which is the knee in people. And so she's been going and getting acupuncture and laser therapy and doing all these wonderful modalities for the dog. The problem is everybody's treating the hips and the stifle. And not one person went back and looked at, hey, this dog has a neck problem that was never resolved. Mm. Yes. So when I talked to her today, I said, you know, you've got an acupuncturist. She's down in Georgia. And I said, you've got an acupuncturist down there who's working on your dog, and you've got somebody that's doing laser therapy. It's two different people doing laser therapy on your dog. I said, nobody's looking at the neck. Could you please have somebody treat this poor dog's neck? Because it was never resolved. And so it's one of the problems. I mean, it's great that she's getting, you know, some alternative therapy, but one of the things, particularly in traditional medicine, but obviously sometimes in alternative therapy as well, we get so focused in on, oh, well, he's got hip dysplasia, we're going to treat his hips. And we get focused in on that one area of the body. And like you said, somebody comes in with neck pain or migraines, the body's going to have a compensatory something going on somewhere else, and we have to find it. And
You know, it's interesting. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I completely agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're not looking for that, and, you know, so we can get very single-minded and single-focused. So this is, you know, kind of my thing with food therapy and why I kind of scream about what's going on with our pets. And I'm sure you see the same thing with people. It's like somebody comes in and they're diagnosed with kidney failure. And so maybe they're seeking out alternative therapies. But as a holistic or alternative therapist, you're not going to say, hey, let's just hone in on these kidneys and pound away at the kidneys. You're going to treat the whole body to heal. Because if you don't treat the whole body, you're ignoring 9/10 of the healing process.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't have said it better. You know, really, you know, the holistic medicine field has gotten sort of a bad rep, I guess, these days, right? So whenever someone says holistic medicine, they just kind of ignore it. But you know what? I think all medicine should be holistic, right? So you should pay attention to all the body system when you treat it and looking at structure and function and looking at, you know, it's interesting because some of my patients, when they come to me and, you know, they come in for like a knee pain or something like that and looking at their history and everything, and then I start to treat their shoulder, right? And I start to treat, their ankles and they're just kind of confused. Like, I said my knee today.
Right.
I said, yeah, we'll get to that. But there's all this other stuff that led to it. And also your diet, you're having a lot of inflammatory reactions from eating processed food all day long. And you're sugar-driven and you're, high glycemic index foods that you're putting into your body is really pushing the insulin envelope and it's pushing inflammatory conditions out of the insulin drive that's the response of your body. And, you know, all this stuff is happening. So, you know, we talk about nutraceuticals, about putting good foods, having the detox, doing detox bath or Epsom salt bath even at home, right? To gain some of that magnesium effects. So we talk in terms of like this holistic approach, and most patients who haven't seen this kind of approach before are pretty confused at first.
and then
they realize after a couple of treatments they do feel better and that they start to sleep better. That's one of the first things that they'll notice, that their sleep drive is better because sleep is an extension of their health. And then their inflammation starts to get better. They're better functioning. Now they want to start working out again and they want to maybe eat healthier. Like, so everything's sort of connected. And you have to kind of attack it in all forms. You just can't.
Right.
You're right. Like you said, you know, when you had that animal model, going after this hip dysplasia wasn't the cure-all, right? So looking at everything together with different parts of the body, but also nutrition and about inflammation and increased circulation. And so all of that's part of it. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when I first came to you, I came because I had what we thought was an allergic reaction, which ended up not being an allergic reaction. It was, horrible reflux based on bad diet and yeast overgrowth in my bowel and, you know, leaky gut and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things you prescribed was that I had to soak in a hot tub for a half hour every day in Epsom salts and baking soda. And I thought, okay, I've got a gut problem, which, you know, really was a breathing problem. or that's how it showed up. So I'm like, okay, I can't breathe right, and this guy's telling me my gut's bad, and I have to soak in a hot tub. Like, this doesn't make any sense, but, you know, I trust you implicitly, and so you said to do it, and I went home and did it. I have to tell you, you sleep a lot better after you do that. And the hardest part for me was finding that extra half hour in my day. I was like, are you kidding me? I don't have a half hour.
So, you know, that's taking advantage of the biggest detoxifying organ that we have, right, which is the skin, right? That's the biggest detoxifying organ. And, you know, we have the liver, the kidney, or the lungs to really do that as well. But, you know, we have to take advantage of the biggest one by surface area. And doing detox bath at home by using about 2 to 3 cups of Epsom salt and 2 to 3 cups of baking soda in about 20 to 30 minutes with hot water, that does a lot. It starts to stimulate a lot of physiological response where your body's trying to detoxify, trying to get stuff out of through the skin, and starts to move the lymphatic system, and then that influences the gut as well. So the whole system is connected, right? So, you know, even the word scalp, if you break it down, that's sort of, you know, a mnemonic for the five things like skin, aponeuroses, connective tissue, lymphatics, and periosteum. These are all things that are happening just at the scalp level that can influence to the central nervous system and the skin and the lymphatic tract. So, you know, the whole body's connected, right? You can't separate one from the other. So, yeah, I completely forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me that you did do the detox bath, and you did look at me pretty crazy that day.
Oh, I still have huge boxes of Epsom salts and baking soda in my cabinet, which, you know, every once in a while when I'm not feeling so good, I pull them out, and I'm like, I just need to go soak in a tub. So I cannot believe we are out of time. This has been so much fun, because you're just like a wealth of information. You're just a brilliant person. So for those of you who are interested in this, shincenter.com, if you're not in our area, go look at the stuff that he has and then find somebody in your area that has it. At least now you'll know what questions to ask and what to look for, because it's really hard to find a really good holistic or integrative practitioner. And I feel really fortunate. You know, Hugh and I keep talking about retiring somewhere south, and I'm like, I can't leave Dr. Shin. I'm going to have to drive up once every 4 to 6 weeks just to see Dr. Shin. That's how important it is to me. So thanks for listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. Dr. Shin, thank you for joining me. Don't forget, if you call his office, mention Dr. Judy, and you'll get 20% off the Body Reboot services. I guarantee you will feel better. So everybody have a wonderful week. Until next week, go hug your pet.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.